No, thank you. Or I don't believe I'll have any of that.
I don't care for
that. Or I don't care for that.
Or say, talking about food, what would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time?
Leftovers.
Call that leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And you would you say they've been...
They've been heated up.
Heated up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that people say it's been warmed over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Right. Warmed over and heated up, basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And when you begin to eat, you put the food in your mouth and you start to
chew.
Have you ever heard of any dish made by taking some cornmeal and boiling it in water? Maybe add a little salt and steam it that way?
No. It doesn't sound real good.
No, it has very little peel to it. What about mush?
Mush? No.
Not familiar with
no.
That.
No.
Okay. The first time we talked, you mentioned a wash pot. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but way back when, out in the country, people would take those big wash pots and they boil this stuff in. It's really food. Cook it that way. It's really whole kernels of corn. You boil them, you know, and they kind of puff up.
Hominy.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen it?
I've never seen it being made. I've heard either my father or some of his family has made it before.
Mm-hmm.
But that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the hominy you get now, you get it, it's canned
mm-hmm.
in the grocery
right.
store.
Well, say, talk about starchy foods, another one that you might have. Oh, it grows, you know, in flooded fields, especially in Louisiana.
Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that growing?
No. They don't grow any rice at home.
Yeah.
It's not low enough and swampy enough.
Mm-hmm. I was really ignorant when I was traveling around this summer. I got into Arkansas and I was driving along. I thought, my God, they must have had a terrible rain around here. All the fields were flooded. The rice fields. I've never seen rice before. I didn't know what it was. This stuff that, I don't know if you have it around Ocilla anymore, but in Alabama, some places you still hear about people going up the hills and making their own
moonshine.
Yeah.
They don't make too much of it at home anymore. The price of sugar got too high a couple of years ago. But there used to be some real good moonshiners at home, real good coppersmiths too, all copper vats and coils, the worm and everything.
Quality stuff.
There's one man who told Daddy that, if you ever want any good moonshine, just let me know. I know someone who's got an all-copper still. I can get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we went out to my grandparents, and somebody out in that area had a still and was running the batch because you could smell it everywhere. It smelled just like liquor. But you could smell it.
The worm, you mentioned.
The worm is the coil. That's twisted. It's the condensing coil, I guess. I've always heard it referred to as the worm.
You ever taste any of that?
No.
You ever heard people around there call it anything besides moonshine?
White lightning.
White lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anything besides that? Moonshine, white lightning?
White light.
That's about it.
I
have heard some colorful expressions for that.
Daddy's had some, and he said that it should have colorful expressions. I guess it's basically pure alcohol. I don't know. He said it really packed a wallop.
Well, have you anything like that maybe with maybe not as powerful that not necessarily made stills, I guess?
Bathtub gin?
Bathtub.